Hi, this is Chris Kepler with Does This Happen to You? The podcast where we explore the more bizarre ways of getting through your day. One of the more bizarre ways I get through my day is talking to scammers. For some reason, I just have this really interest in finding out what the scam is, and sometimes it's really hard to tell at first. I've written more than a few articles about my scam interactions, and here are a couple. Riding the Scammer Carousel. Facebook scams for me involve romance. Some good-looking guy, often in military uniform, sends a friend request. Frequently, we share a friend, the last woman they tried to romance some money out of, so I accept. Tell me again, I'm just way too nice. The new friend writes how beautiful I am, and can we get to know each other better? My profile says I'm in a relationship, so this guy is either stupid or a scam, or both, and I don't want either. In my experience, Facebook stings are easy to spot once your new friend contacts you. The other scams I get in my freelance work, not so much. I received an email this week through a voiceover pay-to-play site. I don't pay to audition, but I still have a profile out there. It's free. Maybe there is something about my smile or I look like a patsy, but the client targeted me and a few others. The email sounded a bit off, but the pay-to-play website indicated they verified the customer's email. Yeah, right. Ken of Eklund Media asked for a voice actor for commercial work and please send a demo. So I did. No harm in that. Never turn down what may be legitimate work. The return email from Ken is sketchy. His engineer will determine the local studio employed for the recording once you sign on. The recording process is a snap. You just relax and say things a game show contestant would, like, door number one. A seasoned voice actor recognizes this email instantly as a scam. A studio recording process is not a vacation, and good copy never reads like this game show. This scam and its variations come around frequently. I fell for it once, but luckily I just wasted time. The check the scammer sent got lost in the mail. The scammer nixed the email address and skipped by the time it arrived. I treasure it as a memento. The actual scam ramps up to this. Ken advances what appears to be a cashier's check to you for $400, half the amount promised for the job. Ken requests you wire the other half of the money, another $400, to his engineer to complete the studio booking process. In 1 to 2 weeks, the cashier's check returns to your bank with insufficient funds. Ken consumes your payment to his engineer and disappears. Ken enriches himself at your expense. This overpayment scheme copies itself in other freelance jobs, not just voiceover. Beware, do not send money to unverified Ken. I never received a request to send money related to the cashier's check in my possession. The scammer fleeced other voice actors instead of me. Don't forget, if you like this story or my podcast and you'd like to hear more stories like this more often, like 2 to 3 times a week, please become my podcast patron. Just click the link on my Podbean page. And here is more on that Facebook hustle I was talking about. I knew the friend request smelled fishy. A not-so-bad-looking guy in Germany who shared a friend with me. It's not the first Facebook hookup hustle I've received. But maybe they're friends with my friend. I have a thing about not being rude to people. So I click to accept. In less than 24 hours, an incoming message lands on my page. Hi, how are you? You're beautiful. I love your smile. I would like to get to know you better. Okay, not my first go-round with this situation. Maybe it's my age group, but this is not the first time a guy asks for a date via Facebook. The trouble is, my page says I'm in a relationship. Right off the bat, I'm not a good prospect. All live far away, even France, and in this case, Germany. not encouraging circumstances for a romantic relationship. I tell them I'm in a committed relationship, offer thanks for the compliments and that I'm not interested, and wait to see if they're a scam. I find it hard to tell on Facebook. So far, some are not, or they consider me unpalatable prey. A few continue to message. Either they're desperate to plunder or not too bright. And the scam is on. Scams incite my curiosity. I wonder what the scam is. I surmise the long-distance Facebook romance leads to the online version of court them, extract money, and dump them. You hook up via Facebook. He says nice things about you. You exchange emails, possibly Skype, and then he needs money. He doesn't want into your pants, just your pocketbook. I only postulate this hypothesis. None of my slimy Facebook hookups ask for money. They get smart and fish for other prey, or get unverified by Facebook. Or piss me off by telling me after just a few messages I deserve better than what I have in my current man. Maybe I do, but you're certainly not it. Your hustle is mildly entertaining, and I'm way too nice, but I'm not stupid. So, be sure to watch out for the overpayment scheme, where they offer you a cashier's check but then want you to send some money to them. Or the Facebook hustle. There is no glass slipper or prince at the end of that friend request. Thanks so much for listening. If you like these stories or my podcast, please share and let me know. You'll find me on Twitter at ChrisKKArya, Pinterest, Facebook, and LinkedIn. Remember, it's Chris with a K. I'm always looking for fun stories to narrate, so if you're an author or writer with a story which fits the Does This Happen to You theme, please contact me or comment on my Podbean page.